SecureInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 81 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and many other frequencies all around the state. You can always tune in online. We are streaming 24/7 at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, most websites try to stop bots from copying their material, but many AI companies are still enriching themselves with data for free without permission.
As these models become more and more powerful, the question of, well, who gets to keep the riches that are generated by these amazing new technologies is increasingly important.
How that issue might fundamentally change the internet. Also have an update of news headlines in just about another 11 minutes. Stick around here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Merchants Pub and Plate in downtown Lawrence, serving familiar dishes through a seasonal local lens, and a bar with 30 craft beers, wine, and handcrafted cocktails. More at merchantsonmass.com.
Just a day past the 4th of July, tonight's Film Music Friday will feature music from some of Hollywood's most patriotic films. We'll hear what Jerry Goldsmith wrote for Air Force One, Alan Silvestri's music from Captain America, and other soundtracks from films including Apollo 13 and Independence Day and a whole lot more. Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. It's 82 degrees in Topeka, 86 in Abilene. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR comes
with the human respect. When you treat people as human beings, they tend to act more human.
Now she feels she might be losing the battle and could shut down the group's community center. That conversation on Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Daryl Brogdon.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and the Summer Book Sale, July 12th through July 14th at the Library Garage, with books, CDs, DVDs, and more. Information is at lplks.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, with a high in the upper 80s. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
And the storm has maximum sustained winds of 70 miles an hour. Wall Street higher by the closing bell. The Dow up 67 points. The NASDAQ up 164. The S&P 500 up 30. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Supreme Court struck down two laws restricting abortion today. As Rose Conlon reports, those decisions cement the state's role as a leading abortion access point.
The laws banned a common second trimester abortion method and imposed extra regulations on doctors that provide abortions. Both had been blocked by lower courts. The justices said both laws violated the Kansas Constitution, which they previously ruled protects abortion rights. Voters overwhelmingly rejected a Republican bid to change that in 2022. Anti-abortion groups denounced the opinions. A decision against providers would have been monumental because of the thousands of women who travel to Kansas each year for abortions. Kansas allows abortion until 22 weeks, and several other restrictions remain in effect. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Kansas voters have less than 2 weeks to register for the August primary. SMZF tells us residents have a few options for how to vote.
The deadline is July 16th. The next day, advanced mail-in voting starts. Voters will have to apply for a mail-in ballot, which you can do on county election sites or the Secretary of State's website. In a YouTube interview with the Kansas African American Affairs Commission, Secretary of State Scott Schwab urged people to use drop boxes.
Don't mail your ballot. Treat it like cash. You wouldn't mail cash. Put it in the drop box.
The primary is August 6th. I'm Sam Zeff.
A former reporter for a weekly Kansas newspaper has agreed to accept $235,000 to settle part of her federal lawsuit over a police raid on the paper that made a small city the focus of a national debate over press freedoms. The settlement removed the former police chief in the small central Kansas community of Marion from the lawsuit, which was filed by former Marion County reporter Deb Groover. It does not apply to two other officials she sued over the raid. Groover's lawsuit is among five federal lawsuits over the raid, which happened on August 11th, 2023. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow sunny and hot with a high in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow evening, becoming partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and lows in the upper 60s. We have a much better chance of showers and storms Sunday and Sunday night. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
This is Tony Cavan, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and institutions we're reporting on? These are just some of the questions we deal with every day before every story goes on the air. And we do it for you. This is NPR.
KPR is proud to be a source of NPR news for this region from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, we will learn more about the young far-right politician who could become the next prime minister of France. Also, President Biden is in Wisconsin. He's on a trip with ABC anchor George Stephanopoulos. The mission is to show he still has what it takes to campaign after his debate against former President Donald Trump didn't go all that well. You might have heard about it. That story and much more still to come here on KPR.
On this week's Wait, Wait, director Rian Johnson talks about his creative process when making the Star Wars movie The Last Jedi.
You know, because you're like, what would this look like if we tied a, you know, firecracker to this Jawa?
I'm Peter Sagal. It's a summer tentpole version of our news quiz with directors, costume designers, actors, and, of course, incredible visual effects. Join us for the news quiz. That's always an event. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
You'll hear it tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR One stations.
From NPR News, this is All Things Work.
I'm Peter Sagal. On this week's Wait, Wait, we have the director of The Last Jedi, the costume designer of Black Panther, and the title of Independence Day. Join us for a summer blockbuster edition of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 10 o'clock, on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
Bill.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. Slight chance of rain tomorrow night, much better chance of rain on Sunday. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines coming your way at 4:30. Then at the U.S.-Mexico border, volunteers offer aid to migrants who they find are increasingly suffering from heat stroke and dehydration in temperatures above 100 degrees.
We're all very worried about what the coming months, what will happen. It's just going to get hotter and hotter and hotter.
We're going to hear from migrants at the border near San Diego and a conversation with the author of an article about IUDs, intrauterine devices. She wrote about them for Slate. Many people struggle to give simple answers about the device, such as how exactly do they work? Those stories and more still to come. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow sunny and hot. Highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow evening. Slight chance of rain tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 60s, but we have a 60% chance of showers and storms on Sunday and an 80% chance of showers and storms on Sunday night. Lows in the mid-60s are forecast. It's 83 degrees in Manhattan, 83 in Emporia, 82 at Fort Riley. The time is 4:20. Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for Weekend All Things Considered on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 82 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Chanute. It's 4:30.
0.1%. The Nasdaq was up 164 points. That's up nearly 0.9%. S&P 500 up 30. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Supreme Court struck down two laws restricting abortion today. As Rose Conlon reports, those decisions cement the state's role as a leading abortion access point.
The laws banned a common second trimester abortion method and imposed extra regulations on doctors that provide abortions. Both had been blocked by lower courts. The justices said both laws violated the Kansas Constitution, which they previously ruled protects abortion rights. Voters overwhelmingly rejected a Republican bid to change that in 2022. Anti-abortion groups denounced the opinions. A decision against providers would have been monumental because of the thousands of women who travel to Kansas each year for abortions. Kansas allows abortion until 22 weeks, and several other restrictions remain in effect. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Kansas voters have less than 2 weeks to register for the August primary. As Sam Zeff tells us, residents have a few options for how they choose to vote.
The deadline is July 16th. The next day, advanced mail-in voting starts. Voters will have to apply for a mail-in ballot, which you can do on county election sites or the Secretary of State's website. In a YouTube interview with the Kansas African American Affairs Commission, Secretary of State Scott Schwab urged people to use drop boxes.
Don't mail your ballot. Treat it like cash. You wouldn't mail cash. Put it in the drop box.
The primary is August 6th. I'm Sam Zeff.
Scientists in Salina have sped up their work to create a commercially viable perennial grain. Celia Yopis Jepson has the story.
The Land Institute breeds Kernza wheatgrass. Unlike other food and livestock feed grains, farmers don't have to replant Kernza each year. This reduces erosion and increases carbon storage in soil, but the yield per plant remains small, and the breeding process to change that is slow. Now Salina scientists are using LED lights to trick the plants into blooming twice a year. With faster breeding, scientists predict wheat-like yields by 2040, which would make it viable for more farmers to grow. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Chepson.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s, sunshine tomorrow and hot with highs in the upper 80s with good chance of showers and storms on Sunday. It's 4:35.
Support.
Say.
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up at 5:01, news headlines. Then I'll tell you all about the big election in the United Kingdom. They've got a new prime minister. They've got a new ruling party, I guess you would call it. The Labour Party has swept into power with an historic election. We'll also learn more about Cambodian artifacts being returned from the U.S. New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art has been sitting on these for a while. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer reading events this June and July with the Floor is Lava art exhibit in the Alice Sabatini Gallery and daily events for elementary ages. More at tscpl.org.
Lows in the lower 60s tonight, sunshine tomorrow, and hot with highs in the upper 80s. 82 degrees here in Lawrence, 81 in Olathe. It's 10 minutes before 5.
More at duckduckgo.com/NPR. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
And we are your NPR station. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olesburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered yet to come. We'll have an update of news headlines at 5:01. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Abilene, 83 in Topeka. It's 5:00.
Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to collaborate on a variety of challenges to make the state a healthier place to live. Ways to engage are at kansashealth.org.
It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan, 83 in Topeka. This is KPR, and the time is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, George Benson is great, and the song Breezin', which we're hearing right now, also great, but it always reminds me of like going to the orthodontist, because I'm really old, and it was like in the 80s, and this song was always on like every medical office PA. I don't know why. Okay, that's my digression for the day. Coming up in our next half hour, we will have an update of news headlines. We'll talk about a terrible fire in a factory in South Korea that is highlighting some of the risks foreign migrant workers face. We will also talk about how some websites are trying to stop bots from copying their material for AI use. Those stories and more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas with flexible individual and family dental insurance options, including dental implant coverage. More at deltadentalks.com/shop.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high in the upper 80s. Lows in the upper 60s tomorrow night. 60% chance of showers and storms on Sunday. 80% chance of showers and storms on Sunday night.
Support for KPR comes from Prairie Moon Waldorf School in Lawrence, Kansas, offering whole child education for preschool through middle school students and working to develop confident, responsible, free-thinking individuals. More information at prairiemoon.org.
82 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan, 83 at Fort Riley. It is 5:20.
Support as a group of mothers on Chicago's South Side 9 years ago to try to take on gun violence.
It starts with just basic human respect. When you treat people as human beings, they tend to act more human.
Now she feels she might be losing the battle and could shut down the group's community center. That conversation on Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday. Your hosts tomorrow are Scott Simon and Daryl Brogdon.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 5:30.
Republicans are on track for fewer than 130 seats. That's the worst showing for the party in its nearly 200-year history, but the vote was fragmented as the low turnout showed a deeply unhappy Britain. Wall Street higher by the closing bell, the Dow up 67 points, NASDAQ up 164. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Supreme Court struck down two laws restricting abortion today. As Rose Conlon reports, the decisions cement the state's role as a leading abortion access point.
The laws banned a common second trimester abortion method and imposed extra regulations on doctors that provide abortions. Both had been blocked by lower courts. The justices said both laws violated the Kansas Constitution, which they previously ruled protects abortion rights. Voters overwhelmingly rejected a Republican bid to change that in 2022. Anti-abortion groups denounced the opinions. A decision against providers would have been monumental because of the thousands of women who travel to Kansas each year for abortions. Kansas allows abortion until 22 weeks, and several other restrictions remain in effect. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
A former reporter for a weekly Kansas newspaper has agreed to accept $235,000 to settle part of her federal lawsuit over a police raid on the paper that made a small city the focus of a national debate over press freedoms. The settlement removed the former police chief in the small central Kansas community of Marion from the lawsuit filed by former Marion County Record reporter Deb Groover. It does not apply to two other officials she sued over the raid. Groover's lawsuit is among five federal lawsuits over the raid, which occurred on August 11th of 2023. Scientists in Salina have sped up their work to create a commercially viable perennial grain. Celia Yopis Jepson has more.
The Land Institute breeds Kernza wheatgrass. Unlike other food and livestock feed grains, farmers don't have to replant Kernza each year. This reduces erosion and increases carbon storage in soil, but the yield per plant remains small, and the breeding process to change that is slow. Now Salina scientists are using LED lights to trick the plants into blooming twice a year. With faster breeding, scientists predict wheat-like yields by 2040, which would make make it viable for more farmers to grow. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high in the upper 80s. You're listening to KPR and the time is 5:35.
Support for...
This week, Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia tells me how to run straight into a parked car head first.
It's like a beautiful ballet move.
Thank you. You just do it and hope that people laugh and hope that nothing breaks again.
Plus, I'll talk with the legendary country singer, Tanya Tucker. That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Join us for Bullseye at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR1 stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. Then President Biden has been in Wisconsin all day today. Lots of media outlets really hyping this up as a very high-stakes trip. Is it really? We'll look into that question with Tamara Keith. We'll also find out why California is facing a shortage of firefighters. Those stories and more still to come.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City destination site offering visitors one of the most diverse collections of World War I artifacts in the world. More information at theworldwar.org.
Lows in the lower 60s tonight under mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny and hot. Highs in the upper 80s, mostly clear tomorrow evening. Slight chance of rain late tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 60s. A solid chance of showers and storms on Sunday and Sunday night. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Emporia at 10 minutes before 6.
From NPR. Wait, we have the director of The Last Jedi, the costume designer of Black Panther, and the title of Independence Day. Join us for a summer blockbuster edition of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
You can catch Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.